Little Jackie Horner sat in the corner, knocking out a chorus of three. He laid on the sticks and hummed all the licks so he could get on Jubilee. Yeah, man. Little Jackie Horner's got nothing on us. Because we're also pounding the beat up here on the Jubilee stage and getting trim for some good and ready gone. This is Bud Whittem, your sky-high pilot for the next 30, sending you a wing full of jumping cadenza. And in case it's ceiling zero, we'll knock the plaster off the top with the following. To wit, Murray McEachran and his orchestra, Laurie Raine, Kid Ory and his band, and Nellie Lutcher. And here's a great friend of Jubilee leading his combo in today's fish fry. Murray McEachran, who plays a dozen instruments and really plays. He's out front now, ready with his alto to head this frolic on John Hardy's Wife. Found at the top side of this Jubilee satchel without much of a hassle. Now, fellas, don't take a powder from this Vanderbilt on the coke frame, because this is the end, man. This is the end. What I mean is, don't leave, because here comes a real flick chick, sharp and smart, who will roll the spruce off the top of a frisky caboose. I'm talking about Laurie Raine.
Sort of Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. A pinch of feathers on a swishing fly, and the Navajo watched the lazy sky. Very, very dim. rest their eyes on people passing by. One day they went walking along the railroad track. They was wishing, not looking, toot-toot, and never came back. Across the alley from the Alamo, summer sun decided to settle low. Fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by.
Moving us on and on for a good swoon. So we're out of our swoon now and getting good and ready for the next batch of great talent up on the Jubilee stage. It's nothing else but a complete history of jazz rolled up into six fine musicians from down New Orleans way. Let's roll out the carpet for Kid Ory and his band.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Kid Ory up on trombone there, sparking his gang in one of his greatest tunes, Muskrat Ramble, which is a good way to get on with it and ramble into the foregoing. She's currently appearing at the Bocage Room on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood and causing sensations along the musical elite. There she is over the piano, ready to roll into Real Gone Guy, Nellie Letcher.
He looked at me, I looked at him. He held my hand, he took my hand. He was one kind of love, indeed I do. Oh, he is real good, real good, real good, he is real good. He's a real good kind of love, indeed I do. His technique simply took me off this world. He filled my heart with joy and cheer. He told me the things that I like to hear. He's real good, kind of loving to that. Oh, he is real good, real good, real good, he is real good. He's real good, kind of loving to that.
The Vamp and Coda compiled by Nellie Letcher. Thanks a million, Nellie. Well, we think it's about time to take a turn into some more McEachran. So let's throw a ring around the whole gang and pull them in for a bit of In a Sentimental Mood. Murray McEachran and his orchestra. Thank you. and I'll take mine double, please. And what could be more fitting than to take this next choice bit of duty double? That might be too much of a good thing, but I doubt it. It's Laurie Raines right back again to sing, with Murray backing some soft and sweet Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who walks over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always keep good to one who walks.
With a Dreamboat classic doing the Come On Gently and Fine. Kid, you might come up for a minute?
Yeah, it's me calling him, kid, isn't it? That's
right, Fred.
And you were telling me a pretty interesting story about this song. I thought maybe the fellows would be interested if you told them. Would you mind?
Well, I want to give the people an impression how we played funerals down in New Orleans quite a few years back. That is going to the cemetery and returning back and changing our temple. That is a right hot, you know. It's pretty sad going, but very hot leaving me.
Well, I think that takes care of it. Any questions? Okay, kid, let's go on to Disney Ramble.
ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The twisted don't get you, the women must. In the market, his feet was in the street. All folks come running by, boys, say, "Here's your market meat."
And he rambled, oh yes, he rambled. He rambled all around, in and out of town. And he rambled, oh yes, he rambled. Well, he rambled till the women cut him down. Big horn, yellow reached the moon. He went a in January, didn't get back till June. Then he ran, oh yes, he rambled. He rambled all around, in and out of town. Then he ran, oh yes, he rambled. Well, he rambled till the women cut him down.
We really have a musical treat for you, and I sincerely mean that. Murray McEachran and his band are going to do a thing called Portrait of Bert Williams. Now, some of you might not be familiar with it. It's a composition by Duke Ellington, which was recorded some time ago, and it was dedicated to the memory of one of the greatest of all-time colored comedians, Bert Williams, who starred in many Florence Ziegfeld shows. Incidentally, tonight, Barney Bigard, who's been playing clarinet with Kid Ory tonight, is going to step over into Murray's band and play clarinet there, which is the original thing he did originally on the original record. He played the clarinet with the Duke. And also, Frank Wiley is featured on the trumpet, and Murray himself takes off on the trombone. Murray, it's all yours, Portrait of Bert Williams. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. That put us way out another limb of old Jubilee. So we'll crawl back in to batten down another fat tacit or two and take a linger on the tack. Until we blast the spheres over the moist and briny blue next week, this is us down at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, saying right for more and more. And just to square off every corner before the clock says stop, this is Bud Whittem saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. This program was arranged in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, a voice of information and education.